Green Connections Radio, where we are talking innovation with movers and shakers in the energy and sustainability space. These leaders come from all sectors: government, business, academia, advocacy, the arts, and the media. Some are entrepreneurs and authors. I'm Joan Michelson. Wow, it's the holiday season already. I can't believe this. It's insane. So today, we're bringing you ideas for what to buy for the small children in your world. And by the way, these obviously apply to birthdays, too. This year, American holiday shoppers are estimated to spend an average of $935 per person, according to the National Retail Federation survey. So what should we buy our favorite kids to nurture their STEM interests? So today, we're at Child's Play Toys with the CEO, Steve Ahrens, to show us around. So you will hear a lot of background noise and small children like we just heard going by, and that's part of the fun of being here. We visited Steven a couple of years ago, and he was so great, we decided to come back. So here we are in Steve's Washington, D.C. store, and I'd like you to meet Steve Ahrens. Welcome to Green Connection, Steve.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. So are you seeing any trends in environmental or energy-oriented toys?
Not from anyone new in that period of time, but companies that are doing it are improving it and maybe coming out with more kits. For example, in improving it, you have companies that are using solar panels inside the toys, and now they're using a better quality solar panel at the same price because the cost has come down.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay, so before we get into tips for parents, I love all of these things I'm seeing around me. Tell us about some things that you think are really interesting here that are STEM-ish toys.
There's a company called Thames and Cosmos, and one of the things they do very well is they do incredible instruction booklets that inside, along with building a project, will give experiments to do. For example, if you're doing a wind power turbine, it will, inside the instruction booklet, also explain gear ratios so that you can understand by the power changes how much it will energy it will produce based on how you're using the gears.
Oh, that's very cool. And as both a writer and a non-natural STEM person, I like the idea of manuals that you can actually make sense of. I see that these are marked ages 8 and up. How do they decide what the age is?
I think the age on that is decided mostly by how manipulative their fingers need to be, the dexterity required to perform the project without needing help from the parent. As far as the instruction booklet and taking advantage of the information inside, that's going to vary from child to child as you go through, like 8 to 12-year-olds. What a 12-year-old is going to do with that information is going to be vastly different than what an 8-year-old will do with that information.
Well, cognitive development is so different. I would imagine that writing these manuals and having how much a parent needs to be involved is really going to be affected by the age of the child, too.
The company that I used in particular, their manuals are very well done, so it makes it much easier.
Yes, I love this wind power. So is that actually a turbine that it built?
Yeah, it actually does, and it'll charge a battery. For example, one of the projects, it'll charge a battery or turn a light on.
Oh, very cool. So they can actually see their handiwork at work.
Yes.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so show me another one. I'm seeing all these cool things here.
So we also have, there's a company that makes a product called Snap Circuits, which are electronic kits, which years ago when I was a kid, these would have been wires that went from one spring to another, and therefore the connections were never totally reliable. On the other hand, what they've gone and done is they've taken the pieces, the plastic pieces, and run wires through them. And then when you snap them together, it closes the circuit. The instruction manuals are very well illustrated along with a grid so they can snap the pieces together. But then this one in particular, rather than using batteries for any of the electronic projects, it's going to be using solar or wind to try to accomplish whatever it is doing.
This is cool. And I see on the back of it, it says, learn about energy sources and to think green. Have fun learning about environmentally friendly energy and how the electricity in your home works. So ages 8 to 108, that's cute.
Again, at 8, they're just going to be able to do the projects easily. It's well illustrated. But again, what a 10-year-old, 11-year-old is going to take out of it will be totally different information. Or if the parents are spending more time with them at 8, they can be discussing how it's getting the energy.
And I see the booklet, the pictures of the manuals here. Are they that dense? I mean, that almost looks like a textbook.
That's in the back part of it. It's not right in where the projects are.
So what do you suggest that parents look for when wanting to, let's say their child really has not been exposed yet to one of these types of toys. So what would you suggest they do? What would be their checklist?
I think the two things you want to look at is, one is, how is the instruction manual written? Two, are those pieces something my child's finger strength can handle? Basically, because if the child does not have success with it, they're going to get bored, frustrated, and then they're not going to use it when they get to be the right age.
Oh, that's interesting. It's going to turn them off for a longer period of time.
By buying something beforehand, that's exactly what can happen.
That's a very good point. So how can they tell how well the manual is written? They'd have to open the box, wouldn't they?
So we keep manuals around in our store to be able to show you how they're done.
So that's another good reason to go into a toy store to shop rather than doing something online.
Probably. That, and they can be much more specific about the skills required. Online, I think it's all getting fuzzier and fuzzier.
And they can get advice from someone like you.
Yes.
What about, I mean, imagine for really young kids, you have the safety issue of, you know, pieces being, they could put in their mouths. Are there any safety issues as the child gets older?
Well, probably more so just you still have some children who do have issues about putting stuff in their mouth.
Okay.
You do want to avoid things with really, really small neodymium magnets, just because they can get lost somewhere. There's concern about magnets more than anything.
What's the coolest one, or what have you seen any that kids really tend to migrate towards? I mean, I see this powerhouse up there, sustainable living in the 21st century, for example.
The GeckoBot.
Oh, cool.
Where he uses suction cups. He's got a fan, basically, so it's getting the suction of power, the suction through the suction cups, so that it can be stronger in terms of climbing up windows or a non-porous wall. He's really cool. He just came out about within the past month.
Oh, so
and it's got a bunch of different projects.
So it becomes a robot?
Yes. This one, you're doing more robotic.
Oh, well, that's cool. What do these usually cost? So like the ones that you've shown us, the wind power, what does that usually go for?
The wind power goes for 40. There's some other good kits. These from Owie kits that go for about 20 and up.
Can you say what these are? These are robotic kits.
Robotic kits.
So it's building a different kind of robot. Those are
exactly.
Cute. Do any of the robots have anything to do? Like, here's a robot that has solar energy in it. Tell us about that.
It's using solar panels to make it work. And that's one of the ones I was talking about earlier, where they would be using a better quality solar panel now so that it will power it more.
Oh, I love that. And what's the super solar recycler?
Just a different robotic type kit.
Would the prices vary by region of the country as well?
I don't think so.
Tell us about the Physics Solar Workshop. What's that?
The Physics Solar Workshop is going to be one where it's a very good construction, again, made by the same people who use the wind power and using some of the same components. And it's going to be using solar power to make different machines go.
So you can, when you say different machines, you mean you can make different machines out of the components in the box.
Yes.
You can make more than one component,
yes,
more than one machine out of that box.
And that one has a wonderful instruction booklet in terms of giving you different projects to experiment with.
Yes, he's flipping through pages of a manual and explains how wind and solar work. Oh yeah, the pictures of how to do it. What about anything that's gardening-ish? I saw something on your website about a butterfly garden or something like that. Is there anything that sort of get your hands dirty in the garden-ish?
Well, we have lots of things for catching bugs.
And
everything.
You do. It's a kid's store. That's funny.
When I think of getting dirty, I think of composting.
Well, here's a butterfly garden.
Nothing where you're going to be composting, because that's easy enough to do from just home.
So this is funny. What is this? Grow your own meat-eating plants from seed? What is this?
Basically, you're growing plants. And this one, you'll be growing a Venus flytrap and others of that nature. Because if you're a child, the idea of a plant eating a fly that goes by is really cool.
Is really, really cool, right? Especially here we are, having just gotten through Halloween. So that
the best way to catch a child's imagination, science-wise, is let them see some of the things that can happen.
What's this Airstream machine? Hovercraft and air-driven models.
So again, it's another physics-type model where, but in this case, you're going to have an inflatable part below.
So have you seen any changes in the vehicle-related toys since we've had so many changes in the creation of eco-friendly vehicles over the last few years?
I think just that the companies are trying to make some cell kits, you know, vehicles that work by, you know, salt water.
Oh.
And then also more things that are using solar panels or trying to use other alternative forms of energy to make whatever machine go.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I love all the small children around here who are exploring intensely. It's just a marvelous place to be. Well, thank you, Stephen, for showing us all these cool toys. I could be here for hours and hours having a great time. Steve Ahrens is the CEO of Child's Play Toys here in Washington, D.C. This has been very fun. Much appreciated. So what did you hear Stephen say? What captured your attention? Which toys do you want to get for the little kids in your life? Post it to us on Twitter at Joan Michelson or on our Facebook page. And please like the page while you're there. Or write it to us when you subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. Or find us online on greenconnectionsradio.com, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. I'm Joan Michelson. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
Hi, my name is David Goldberg, president of Edge Studio, a voiceover company. We oversee professional narrators and voice actors for sales videos, training videos, telephone pre-recorded systems, commercials, web videos, and all applications requiring voiceover. And in fact, for over 20 years and in over 100 languages, we have been considered the most trusted and the friendliest leader in the voiceover industry. We're a green company with efforts towards sustainability at all of our studio locations. EdgeStudio.com. Sound people who are happy to help.